And then there was an email that was sent out, email stating that they couldn't make Friday. Mm-hmm. And then I replied saying, use the calendar and schedule a new time, and I would expect an update. And I wasn't aware of a new meeting.
No, there wasn't a new meeting. It was the one she scheduled. And I said, neither party has agreed to something before. I'm going to hold both meetings. I sent all of that. I'm going to honor both meetings. I honored that one. I'm honoring this one. And I will inform.
Why didn't we have one meeting?
And so what I said in that email is I will inform of how the meetings go because you guys both agree.
What do you mean we don't agree?
So
you're making a presumptuous statement. There was an email sent out the night before that said they can't make Friday. I replied and said, it's too short of a notice, but use the calendar and set a time.
Yeah.
So that's where it was left off with me until you told me that the meeting occurred and that you're going to honor both meetings. My question is, why wasn't I pulled into that meeting? Because there's a presumption of non-agreement. But being accused of something and being something are two different things. So why wasn't I included in the meeting? Notice allowed to be present when my child was present.
So because the meeting was scheduled and you
was not aware of the meeting rescheduling. I did not get a meeting invite.
There wasn't a reschedule. She scheduled a different meeting. There was no reschedule.
Correct. She scheduled a meeting. So my meeting went out to everybody. I'm asking why her meeting did not go out to everybody. I don't have a meeting invite for her scheduled meeting.
Okay.
And I'm just curious what the policies are, the procedures going forward, what to expect.
You know what? That one, I will say, because you said I can't make it, I didn't send it. That's my fault.
I don't think I said I can't make it. I said it was disingenuous, that it was too short of a notice, that it's difficult to make. Because I am 5 hours away, I do run my own companies, and to somebody canceling a meeting an hour before and trying to schedule it later that day is a challenge. I just need to know a time to be given an opportunity to move my meetings around. But I wasn't given that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, are we going to do this? Is this what I should expect for the rest of the year?
If you guys agree to a meeting date, maybe I should say.
But you had a calendar. That's the thing is, I used your calendar link. I found a time that was available on your calendar. I proposed a time. The conflict is there was an email that did not use your calendar. I replied back and said, use the calendar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if the calendar would have been used, I should have been notified of that meeting. Do you see what I'm getting at?
Mm-hmm, I do.
So this is a high conflict, but the conflict is on one side. I am excluded from a lot of things, and I find out in the 11th hour about activities. And then I'm supposed to be making decisions. And if this does, in fact, continue escalating like it has the last 4 years of being 30 plus absences and it goes to truancy, as a parent, I'm held responsible, but yet I don't have any input as a parent. You see where I'm at, my position? If this continues escalating, I will be held accountable for something that I have no ability to influence or input because I'm treated as an afterthought. There's a lot of presumptions of my position, but the position is not coming from me. I followed your instructions, a meeting went out, and she decided to come up there in person, and then you guys called Aisley, and you guys have my number, and you could have easily called me, and just given me an opportunity, but I wasn't given an opportunity.
Yeah, she replied to all and said Aisley are not available, 7:30 on Friday, we can meet at 3:30 tomorrow, Thursday, or Friday. When I didn't hear back within 24 hours, it was almost 23, or we can be specific.
But you saw my reply to hers, correct?
We're meeting, yes, all of those.
So she proposed times over a 3-day period, and I said, just use the calendar. A last minute change is disingenuous, but use the calendar.
Yeah, so I hear that.
She didn't use the calendar. Instead, she came up in person, you guys had an ad hoc meeting or maybe a verbally coordinated meeting, and then you guys chose to call the child.
No, there's a, the meeting is sent out. It said I have a meeting at 3:30 on Wednesday and I can.
Was I included on that?
She sent it to you, to all of us.
No, your calendar. The same invitation that I got for this Zoom meeting.
No, no, she said that.
Okay. My ex said something about a time. I saw that in a proposed time. The official meeting is with the school on your calendar, as I said in my email.
And I have two reservations and two different times. I'm sending you guys and you guys can choose which times and I will add you both.
Okay, that's all I'm asking is I was not included in a meeting invite for yesterday or Wednesday, whenever that meeting happened.
Make people show up to both. So I will, this is
what
I'm
okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it to both because what you're saying is the biggest problem here is I was not given the opportunity to attend.
Correct.
I assumed you knew when she said Wednesday at 3:30 and when I said you both have made different times, and that is an assumption, and I will just add you both onto both of your calendar invites.
Yeah, I all meetings with my child, I would like at least an opportunity to participate, especially something like this. It has been an ongoing issue in a high conflict situation where I'm always put in a position to find out after the fact, and this, and just to share with you, this is what happens, is there's always last minutes, which creates frustration as any natural human response to be, is when your child is having issues, but you're not included, my reaction is a natural reaction of frustration. But if she's over there saying, look, he's doing this, see, he's frustrated, he's angry, he's upset. Well, of course I am, because I'm being excluded. I'm watching my child go from straight A's and gifted and talented to struggling. It's September. And we're getting a notice for a committee hearing in September. Do you see where my issues are?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the fact that she's claiming to be at a university, how do you plan airline tickets, fly to another state, do a tour of a campus, and your school doesn't know, the father doesn't know, nobody knows? You see where these issues come in? My kid's being taken out of state and tour of campuses, and I don't know. She didn't coordinate with the school. If she would have coordinated with school coordinator, I would have been given a heads up, but I'm being excluded until after the fact. And then I have to clean up the mess, and I have to have these contentious conversations with you, which puts me in a bad connotation with you. But I'm expressing my frustration that I'm finding out after the fact all the time. And it just coincidentally, this particular university is 15 minutes from my son's house, and my son's youngest child turned a year old that same weekend. So did she go to a campus tour, or did they just go to a birthday party to celebrate our grandchild's first birthday? Because all the tours at that campus I've called, there's no official record. There's an email communication, but all their tours are done on Saturdays, not Fridays. So I'm being left in the dark. I'm not given an opportunity to participate until after the fact, and it puts me in a contentious situation with school administration. And I'm gonna say, like I've said in the years past, if you guys just communicate and keep an open line, let me sort out my conflict issues with my ex. But if you guys run interference and you try to parent us by separating the children and having two different conversations, you're in fact putting yourself in the middle. And I'm asking you not to do that. I'm asking you guys to follow the rules and just schedule a meeting, use the official communication, and it just, if there's conflict, let it come out. Let us deal with it. Because I have not had a meaningful conversation since April 20th with my child. She stopped by for a couple of hours. I was denied access. I have not seen my kid. And I drive up to Tyler, Texas every other Friday. I sit there. I wait for an hour, I call the police, they come, they take a police report. We have 22 cases in 93 days of denied access to my child. And this was my baby girl, this was my daddy's girl. And from parental alienation and isolation and all this stuff, I'm now the monster in her life. And now what she's doing is doing the exact same techniques and using triangulation in the school system, by creating these scenarios where I'm normally going to be frustrated, but I have to compose myself to present this logically so that you don't just see an angry dad, but I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
I had full custody of all my kids and all of them, like my 23-year-old making $180,000. All my kids do very well, except for this one, and this one's academics plummeted in mother's presence. She's isolated from her siblings, she's isolated from her dad, she's isolated from every part of my family, and she's been dropping down. Now she sees a therapist on a weekly basis, and the therapist can tell if you read all the letters. But because of her age and because of all this stuff, there is no remedy. So yeah. I'm asking you guys, if you schedule meetings, include a full distribution. If anything goes out, keep it official. The paperwork, fill it out in full. Because when you guys handwrite a 6 total, but I don't see unexcused or excused, I can't do anything with that.
Yeah.
So I'm asking you guys, you have forms, follow the forms to the letter. That's all I'm asking for you, is to follow the rules. Follow the processes, fill out the forms. What I saw was an attendance committee letter that Amber signed. I don't know whose signature was because I didn't recognize the signature, but an administrator signed it. The child didn't sign it. There was a little scribbled note that the child participated by the phone, but there's no listing of unexcused and excused absences. So why? That was a legitimate question. Why wasn't the form filled out?
I thought you might still be going. So yeah, because we were still figuring out the college one. So I didn't want to write it wrong.
Okay. Well, if I would like to sign it, I'd like it to be in DocuSign. I want the kid's signature on it so that I know the kid was actually present and that the kid is aware of this, because she is turning 18. On August 19th, I swear everything is going to change, because we shift from family court to chapter 42 under Texas law. And I've already got the lawyers lined up. I've got everybody lined up. And we just moved it to Smith County. So I get to subpoena anybody and everybody within 150-mile radius that has been involved with my child for the last 4 years, because the statute of limitations for chapter 42 is 4 years. So all this stuff that I've had to deal with over the last 4 years is all gonna come to a head after my child turns 18, and now it's between me and my ex. Because slander and parental alienation and pushing me out of my child's life, like, why can't she be there at 7:30? School starts in 10 minutes.
I can't answer any of these things.
I know, but do you understand what I'm saying? Why it's highly suspicious?
Here's what I will say at the end. I will include both at all times. I assumed you knew, and that was the big mistake. I was figuring out the other one. And to be updated, which is reasonable, I will include both.
Okay.
That's
I'm going to express it again. I've heard this conversation that I will be included every year, every semester. This is the first semester of the fourth year at your school. I've heard this conversation. And what happens is I look up and we're going to a truancy, or I get emails with the truancy officer, and I had no clue because I'm still not included.
I hear what you're saying.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I want to know is...
This is what I can do. And then you can go, Miss Green, you did not include me on this one thing, and you promised you would. This is a problem. So let's deal with that when
I'm sharing with you the source of my frustration. For me, this is 4 years. This isn't just one meeting. This is 4 years of continuous. And what's happening is I'm being portrayed as I refuse to sign. I refuse to sign for very explicit reasons. And I made it very clear, and I have it in writing, why I didn't sign it, because I wanted one entry to be put on that form, because the form was incomplete. And I said I was not going to sign it, just like I'm not going to sign this until you put the number of unexcused and excused. So I'm not going to sign a form that's incomplete, because you guys can come in after the fact and make changes. So I want a form that's complete before I sign it, and that's just my legal protection.
Yes, so, I heard that. I did, and I have it corrected now. I heard that. I heard the email.
I know, but your presumption coming into this was last year we did this and I refused to sign. Well, I'm trying to share with you, I didn't refuse to sign. You guys refused to fill out the form completely, and therefore I didn't sign it. I was not the blocker.
Yeah, and that is definitely how I could see how it sounded.
Well, I have it all in writing, so
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know, yep.
But yeah, so, I would like everybody's signature on this. I would like it completely filled out, more than happy. Absences are an ongoing issue with this child. I can share with you that when we were married and living together and we were going through our separation, this exact same thing happened to our oldest daughter. And so it, to me, I've had five kids. This is my youngest of five kids. I've got 26 years of experience with this across five children. So I'm coming from a position of knowledge, expectations, things like that. And I'm just trying to convey, if we all follow the processes to the letter, the way the laws, the way the forms, the way everything was created is designed to protect children, and we kind of muddy over things, kids fall through the cracks. That's all I'm asking, just fill out the forms completely.
Yeah, I gotta include and fill out the forms.
Perfect. And from now on, if there are any meetings, make sure that I'm on the distribution. If I can't make it, I will let you know. And I will let you know my position if I want you to reschedule or, you know, and then you guys can make that decision based on actual knowledge and no assumptions. I'm letting you know.
Yeah.
And if it's an important enough meeting, I literally have driven all the way to Tyler, Texas to sit in a meeting and turn around and come back to Austin, Texas. I've always done that. I've had times where you guys are short on volunteers at the dances. And I drove all the way up there, chaperoned a dance, and turned around and drove all the way back. My kids are important.
When do you come up on Fridays? So is that not a possible regular like meeting opportunity time? Is it in the afternoon? Is it when school's open?
So it used to be, I scheduled everything and I tried to do doctor's appointments, but Aisley right now is somehow going through nutritional issues. She went from the 20th percentile in weight, now she's down below the first, but they can't actually put zero. So. She's in the first percentile of weight. She's on four different medications. Nobody else in our family's sick. I'm a little guy, but all of our kids have been in the 20th percentile. Since living in Tyler, she's lost weight. She's pasty. She's seeing a therapist on a weekly basis. Her nutrition is shot. I went and got a blood test. Her SHBGs are off the charts. Her, I forgot what it's called, cholesterol levels are like an old man. I mean, she is sickly as hell, and she's on four different medications. And I used to schedule the doctor's appointments on Fridays, and I would pick her up Friday from school. Well, once I was doing the doctor stuff and intervening and getting her off the medications and getting her healthier, suddenly Amber refused. And she started making the appointments on Thursdays or Wednesdays because it's more difficult for me to take off in the middle of the week, and I was trying to make all of the appointments on Friday. So my life has been constantly, magically, they can't meet on Fridays. Why? Well, she can't deny me access if she knows I'm in town. She can play stupid in a court of law, which is what she's always done. So yes, Fridays, I will come up.
Okay.
I will, if you guys give me more than a 24-hour notice, I will come in person. That is how important this is to me.
Okay.
And the reason why I scheduled it for 7:30 on Friday was that was the last window of a 2-week heads up. And I wasn't able to see my daughter last Friday, which happened to be my weekend, but I gave him proper notice, gave him all this stuff. I asked to trade weekends. My father got put in a memory care facility and I had two blowouts and a car engine. So I was stuck up in Oklahoma and I asked to trade weekends. And she was very amicable. She's like, oh yeah, that's great. Because it looks good in writing to say, oh yeah, we'll trade weekends. And I said, this coming weekend, which happened to be for this meeting, I was trying to coordinate everything so that she couldn't deny me access. And then suddenly she can't make Friday. So there's a lot of games going on that I have to deal with and I have to be very surgical about it. But the good news for me is Chapter 42 takes over and all this stuff can go in court of law and there's no recourse in family court, it's civil court between two individuals. So I'm asking you guys to just follow your processes, fill out the forms. We'll be good. I'll hit you. I love you guys. I really enjoyed, I don't like the fact that I haven't been able to volunteer the last year, but it's been very uncomfortable up there for whatever reason. But I used to come up there for all the dances. First 2 years, Mr. Chong, Mr. Yu's class, I came up there. I brought my rocket stuff up there. I'm an aerospace engineer. I used to come up and volunteer your classes. I'm still friends with a lot of students that have since graduated. They will call me and ask me for advice because that was the type of impression I made on your students. But now, I can't even attend a meeting with my child present.
Yeah.
And it's heartbreaking. I got five kids, and this is the one child that none of the other siblings is. Like, I talked to my son yesterday. Hey, when's the last time you talked to your sister? It's been over a year. She's being isolated from her family. And we all know what that causes. You guys take training about how to recognize emotional abuse. Go through that list. I know it's on the TEA.gov's website. Go through that list. There's like, I think there's 9 or 13 of them. I think there's 13 and 9 of them Aisley exhibits. She's exhibited every year since being there. But she has the rest of her life, and I'm doing everything I can to protect her.
When she turn 18 again?
October 19th. It cannot get here fast enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my fear is that as soon as she turns 18, Amber's going to convince her to completely lock me out, and as an adult, I will be completely isolated from all academic decisions. So.
I haven't heard that, just so you know, but I know that you know.
Oh,
that.
I know. The therapist notes. The therapist calls me periodically to give me an update. Aisley's made it very clear that when she turns 18, she wants nothing to do with me. But last year, she asked Daddy to take her prom dressing and to chaperone her during the prom. I was the driver for the prom. I took her dress shopping. That's what it was like in March of just last year. And by April, she wants nothing to do with me. So, I appreciate your time. Get the form filled out. I can come up there and sign it if you want a wet signature, or you can use DocuSign. Either way, send me a Word document, I've got a file that I can use for my signature, and I can.
Well, DocuSign, but that'll so it'll be DocuSign.
Okay.
I'm just figuring if it'll be easier just to grab Aisley though, and then upload it. So okay. I'll figure it out on this end.
All right, I appreciate you. Just keep me in the loop, and keep me in the loop as long as you can.
Yeah, no, well, okay, I see what you're saying. Yep, but I'll do those things.
All right, I appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Bye.